this officer points to this document, and if they're going to hide behind de facto power, because if in fact you find out the commander-in-chief is not there legitimately, they're trying to say that that's okay, we have the power to run this anyway, and the de facto power could go to the head of the Joint Chiefs, it could go to the head of the Department of the Army, it could go here, actually it could come to us as a colonel and a lieutenant colonel and a general, and we can make that decision. Do people understand where we are right now?
Is that military rule? Have we ceased to be a republic and now we are police state?
Right now you're in a police state that it's on its way to a dictatorship, and it's being upheld and enforced by your military if this is allowed to happen.
Denise Lind said that his orders do not come from Washington, they come from D.C., come from the commander-in-chief, but rather they come from the Pentagon, which is wrong. And it's I think she was sidestepping the issue.
That would mean, ma'am, that the Pentagon had the power to declare war on Iraq and declare war in Afghanistan. Now, there's been no war declared, as we know, but that means all the movement and all the rotation of all these young men and women and the deaths of these young men and women, the hardships of the family, can be dictated by anybody in the chain of command underneath where the authority comes from at any given time when deemed necessary.